Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. If you've been out with somebody and you've hit it off and you think, hey, this might turn into something good, and then you sort of don't hear anything, well, you have to be here with us.
Yeah. It kind of sucks, but hey,
we all
you're
find
not
out.
Alone.
We all find out together.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're going to do this morning with Ella. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. Well, thank you for emailing us and being on Second Date Update here. So it says you went out with a guy named Hunter here.
Yes.
Okay.
Me and Hunter went out on a date. Everything was great. Actually, it's been a while since I had a date, so I was really excited. And then we even texted that night, and it was kind of weird when I got his text message. Because, you know, you always want to wait a couple days, but...
Sure.
It was a great flow. We text at night, and then I haven't heard from him in a week. And I'm not sure we didn't. I don't think I disrespected him. I don't think I did anything weird.
Sure.
So I'm kind of wondering what happened.
Yeah. Well, you actually made it a step further. Usually you don't get any callbacks before you find yourself here, but he actually texted you. You guys texted that night right after the date.
Yeah, it was great.
That was nice. What did he say in his text? Like, had a great time? I mean, what was the text like?
Yeah, had a great time. Hopefully we can do it again. I hope you got home safe. Like,
that's nice.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's really nice.
What did you go?
I don't know what I did.
Yeah. What did you guys, let's back up a little bit. What did you do on your, well, how did you meet Hunter, by the way?
We met through a friend.
Okay. So you met through friends. You had a good time there. And then what'd you do on your date, actually?
We went to a bar.
Okay.
And we had a couple of drinks. And then after a couple of drinks, we went to go have dinner. And we called it a night because it was getting late and we both had to work the next day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I was a little too frisky or drunk or anything of that sort. It was very calm. Like,
yeah.
We didn't get any,
All right. Did you, I mean, when you say calm, was it like unromantic? I mean, did you end with a good night kiss or?
No, we did kiss, and that's why I thought it was really sweet that he texted me, because I felt that he felt what I felt, like the cute little butterflies. It was nice. I've had bad dates recently, and it was just nice to have a good date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just kind of thrown off to why he's not replying.
Yeah, like,
now.
What's going on? This
yeah.
makes no sense.
No, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like he should be calling you back. And so it's been how many days now since you've heard from Hunter?
Yeah.
All right, don't say anything, Ella. We're going to call Hunter here and see if we can't figure out what's up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Hunter?
It is.
Hey, Hunter, what's
Hunter.
Up?
Hi.
I love doing
that. Hilarious.
Hey, Hunter, it's actually Marco and Krista. We are live on 93.1 Jams right now, so you're on the radio. How are you this morning?
Wow, Marco and Krista, I'm okay.
Yay, we're good.
We're good, man. We're actually doing a second date update here, and you, unbeknownst to you, are the star of it because you went out on a date with a girl named Ella, who was super into you. You guys have talked a little bit, but now she has not heard anything back from you, and she was kind of worried.
Yeah, what up with that?
Boy. Wow.
Oh boy, he says. so we just want to know, like, what's going on? You guys had this great date, you hit it off. I think you guys texted for a little while, and then now nothing.
We texted. It was a good date. I figured that it probably wouldn't work out and just decided not to not to continue talking.
Yeah. So you just decided you thought it wouldn't work out. How do you come to a decision like that after one date, Hunter?
Well, I heard some things, you know, about her that I don't think would really mesh well. I don't know if I should say.
Oh, of course you should.
We all want to know.
Well, what do you mean you heard some things? It's like high school when, like, Johnny came over and told you some stuff? Or what does that mean, you heard some things?
I heard some things through my friend about that she that she actually does like a some kind of live webcam show, meaning like an explicit live webcam show.
Yeah, no, we know what you mean when you said webcam show.
Yeah,
there's no definition needed and there.
I was just kind of like shocked and didn't really know what to think about that, and I don't know if I could really date someone who's involved in something like that.
Could you watch the web show?
I mean, sure. It's different when you
that's a step.
When you're watching a stranger and you're not dating the
person. Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Hunter, did you?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Hunter, I do have to tell you that actually Ella is with us on the phone here. Yeah, she couldn't get.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Anyhow, that's all old news now. Yeah. So, did you actually see? So, what happened, Ella? Are you saying did he see it because you don't do that, or you do? What's the story?
I'm saying if he's seeing this because I did do that in the past, and sometimes the link stays open when I'm not active.
Mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't be judging me when we had such a great date, and he should have asked me like. Is this real? Is this active? Is this that? Like, hey, I was going to college. I needed to make some extra money.
Yeah.
Had tuition and things of that sort. But this was a while ago, and he shouldn't. Like, I really wish you would have talked to me, Hunter, because I thought we had a really good date.
I mean, I don't really ask all my dates, hey, by the way, do you run an explicit live cam show?
It's
not something that pops up. You know, I usually stick, like, you know, how many brothers and sisters do you have, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think what she's saying is when you learned from your friend, maybe you should have done a little bit more of investigative work to figure out.
He could have watched the show.
Well, I mean, the link isn't active. I already tried to look at it.
Of course you did.
I'm just kidding. So, Ella, are you saying you don't do that anymore, though? You're done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's your past. Leave it in the past.
Right. Hey, listen, we've all done stuff in the past.
Of
Come
course
on.
We have.
Yeah, I needed to do what I needed to do, but
yeah,
I really wish you would have talked to me, Hunter.
Oh, because she really liked you.
I guess I didn't really know how to approach the subject. You know, I was kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I never take anybody's side here, but how does he come and say, hey, I heard some stuff about you without sounding like he's checking up on you? I mean, it is a difficult situation. Well, you know what, guys? Here's what we do on Second Date Update. Maybe this will be of interest to you guys. Normally, if you want to try it back out again here, Hunter, we will pay for everything. We will go and take care of your next meal. It's totally on us here. You can go anywhere in Madison you want with Ella. You can try it over. Now that you know what you know, you can retry it and try it all over. But it's totally up to you if you want to do that again.
I would love to explain the situation, Hunter.
Oh,
do you want to go on the second date?
I'd be willing to go out again. Sure, why not?
All right. Well, that's a semi-positive.
If the date is good, can you watch one of your shows?
If the date's not good, he can watch one. Either way, he's a winner. He's a winner.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
Let's all go to the movies and listen to Marco and Krista do terrible impressions. We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them.
We suck.
It's Radio Recast.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Not great at impressions. That makes Radio Recast even harder for you, but you get free prizes if you can guess what movie we have recast ourselves into. Here are the ground rules. If you don't know, first of all, we just come right out with it. Krista and I are both not great at impressions. We're terrible, actually. Yeah. There's a few we can do, but not many. One or two.
You're welcome.
And we make that even worse by picking the person who we're going to be impersonating for each other. So right now, you have no idea who I want you to impersonate. I have no idea what you want me to impersonate.
No.
So it'll be even worse. The music that we do play during Radio Recast should give you a hint to what movie it is. And if you can guess it, 321-0931, we've got a morning show prize pack to give away for you. Now, you're all secretive over there this morning. You got your hands crossed like Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's right.
And you're like, I'm going to play, because normally I would play the audio. I still don't know what it is, but I would just play it. But you want to play it from your side of the place over there.
Yeah. Well, it's a big thing today. Here you go.
The Playbook Philosophy makes a case for life as a celebration.
So you want me to be the newly deceased Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, again, Hugh Hefner passed away yesterday at the age of 91, so I figured you should do him proud.
There is no single answer to happiness.
He sounds like Larry King.
There you go.
He's a deep, gravelly voice. I might be able to do a deep, gravelly voice.
I bet you can. You got a deep voice.
So this is who you are going to be impersonating this morning.
50.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our backyard. My husband cleaned it up just for you. About a year ago, Homer did something called the ALS Challenge.
You're so dumb. Let me tell you this. We've been doing this, what, 2 years now? And he has only given me real people.
That's not true.
Five times the rest are cartoon characters.
Marge Simpsons, he's a classic.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our backyard.
All right, I'm ready.
So this is Hugh Hefner and Marge Simpson in what movie? 3210931. We'll play the music here and give you a hint. If you can get it, we'll get you a morning surprise pack. You want to start? Okay, so here we go.
A brother, a twin, you were falling the whole time.
No, we were both falling, and we're both boarding.
Were you? Were you the one who went into the box or the one who came back out?
Sound like a witch.
So does she!
We took turns. The trick is where we would swap.
Cutter knew, but I told him it was too simple, too easy.
Sound like Gollum.
No, simple maybe, but not easy. There's nothing easy about two men sharing one life.
You sound like Liam Neeson.
Ow! What about Olivia? And what about your wife?
I loved Sarah. He loved Olivia. Which each had a half full life really was enough for us. Just, but not for them. You see, sacrifice, Robert. That's the price of a good trick. But you wouldn't know anything about that. Would you?
And I will find you.
Do you, Liam? Do you, Liam?
I will hunt you down, and I will find you.
There it is!
And I will kill you.
All right, funny.
Well, you should give me Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
all right.
That was good.
That actually is a great movie that my girlfriend made me watch.
I thought it was gonna be
really dumb, but it was actually one of the best movies ever. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know by the title. It's so funny that I didn't know by the title. All right. 3210931. If you can name the movie that we just recast ourselves in. Good job on The Wicked Witch No, you did Marge Simpson.
Marge.
That was good.
Good job on your Hugh Hefner impersonation Liam.
All right, let's get to Brittany this morning. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey girl.
Hi.
So what movie did we recast ourselves into this morning?
Is it Hansel and Gretel?
Ooh, Hansel and Gretel, no.
It is not.
No, good guess, though. That was a good movie, but
thanks,
not
honey.
It. Nope. You can always try back. We have a morning show prize pack to give away. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing really good. Thanks for checking us out this morning. What movie did we recast ourselves into as Hugh Hefner and Marge Simpson this morning?
The Prestige.
Ooh, The Prestige.
Oh, that would be correct.
You're exactly right. I was made to watch that movie, and it was one of the best movies I've seen. It was really good.
It was a good one.
Yeah. In the end, well, I'm not going to tell you how. There's a surprise at the end. A big surprise.
Ooh.
It was good. Well, congratulations. We've got a morning show prize pack. We're going to put a bunch of cool stuff in a pack for you and just give it to you, okay?
Awesome.
Were you on your way to work? What are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm on the way to work. Exciting. Today's my Friday, so that's great.
Oh, that is awesome. All right, well, is a tradition here to let us know who was a worst impression this morning, because that person's going to have to talk us into a break here. So who was worse, Marge Simpson or Hugh Hefner?
Okay, so just because he died yesterday, I have to say Chris was bad, even though I didn't think it was bad, but we have to honor Hugh.
Yes,
the win.
Damn it. All right.
Nice. So,
you won by technicality there.
Jeez.
All right, hang on a second, hon, okay?
Okay.
Right. Didn't do a very good Hugh Hefner, but I will talk about that.
You did great. talk about Diva for a Day.
Diva for a Day?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, let's hear it.
You can be the next Diva for a Day and win full treatment from the Ultimate Veritas Salon and Spa.
God, make it stop!
Dinner at Granite City and a limo for the afternoon from Mad City Limo. Plus, you get to hang out with Krista all day.
We'll have a good time. Come on over.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
And you will do my hair.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Sounds.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.